It's very important as we begin our mindfulness practice to remember that the experience is supposed to feel good. It's supposed to be enjoyable, especially with kids when we're teaching. It needs to be engaging. And if it's just a boring, frustrating experience, we're going to have to fight with ourselves to do it. So often we begin with the mindful experience of the body so we can learn to relax, to feel good. So what we will explore in this session is a way to set up the body to sit if we can sit up tall, or to, if that is too uncomfortable, or we have physical difficulties, we can always lay down or stand up. But we're going to work on having the body in a real alignment, and then to really practice exploring the sensations of the body in such a way that we can get really interested, we can get intimate with the body, where we can really enjoy the mindful experience. So beginning, we can take our seat, we can be however we are, and we can do a few breaths, the in-breath, letting the body sit tall, so as if there's a redwood tree growing up through the spine, up into the air. And then with the exhale, the roots drop down, the body relaxes, the muscles relax, and you can feel the earth below you. So you can just do those breaths for a minute or so. Every inhale, feeling the breath lift, the spine lifts as if there's the crown of your head being pulled up into the air. The exhale dropping down through the ground. Focusing the mind with the breath rising, the breath falling. And then what we can do is we can really get interested in the sensations in the body. So we could feel the sensations of our skin. So seeing if you can explore the sensations all around your body, maybe the touch of the clothing that you're wearing on the skin. You might feel your feet on the ground. And if there's ever difficulty, if you can't really be aware of what the sensations are, you could always put your fingers to your arm, actually just touch your skin a little bit, move the hand a little bit down the arm. Notice the different sensations. Notice the, is there heat, is there temperature, is there pressure? Is there good sensations or uncomfortable sensations? You could try that for a moment. You could try maybe touching your hands together and noticing what the sensations are. And if you let the eyes close, you can really have that inquiry. Can I experience the shape of the hands? Is there dampness? Is there itches? Is there whatever is there? Seeing if you can feel the sensations. And with the mindfulness practice, we're not bringing a judgment or a preference. We're just noticing. You might scratch the arm a little bit, or, you know, really just noticing what are the different sensations. Maybe you notice a preference here, but seeing if you can just be open and interested in all of the sensations. And you can maybe let the hands sit on the lap or on the knees. And just see if you can be aware of the sensation of the skin all around the body. On the head, on the neck, the torso, all the way down through the legs and feet. Just seeing if you can notice the air on the skin, the clothes on the skin, the itches, or without preferring one or the other, just seeing if you can notice. Maybe an itch arises here, maybe there's a flow of sensation there, maybe a coolness here, or a heat there. See if you can just get really interested by the experience of of the skin. If you even are aware of one spot, maybe the back of a hand or something, you can watch how the sensations change. Maybe there's a heat, and then all of a sudden there's a tightness, or there's a pressure. The sensations are always moving. And see if you can just track them for a minute. And then what you could do is you could get interested of what's under the skin. So going more than skin deep. See if you can feel the muscles. The blood moving. Maybe even the organs. So you might try feeling the biceps or the muscles in the palm. What are the sensations inside the body? Can you feel the lungs or the liver or the stomach? See if you can actually get the sensations. Is there tightness in muscles? Is there heat? Or can you actually feel the kind of fluidity of the blood? Maybe the heart beating. Maybe even the sensation inside your brain, the brain, which is also sensations inside of there. And just for another moment, seeing if you can feel the energy, the blood, the muscles, the organs, all of that inner movement throughout the whole body. If you could feel the entire body, all of the insides. And then we could go one layer even deeper down to the bone. And see if for a moment you can feel the bone stacked up. You could see with your inner mind's eye the form of the structure of your bones in this moment. And then you could see if you can you actually feel the sensation of the bones? The spine. See if you can feel the vertebra stacked one on the other. The rib bones. Maybe feeling the jaw and the skull. See if you can actually get the differentiation between the skin, the muscles, and then the bone. Seeing yourself just sitting firmly in your bones, toe bones, knee bones, hip bones. See if you can get inside the bones and feeling that tall structure, maybe lifting the spine up a little bit, feeling the alignment of the bones. If you lift the spine upward, the skull up to the sky, the hips and sit bones down through the ground, feeling this strong bone structure. And then feeling all at once the bones, the flesh, the skin. For a moment, just sitting, feeling like the big beehive of cells that you are, all the sensations. Not differentiating, just noticing all the sensations of the body. An itch here, a heat there, a weightiness there. Sensations pop up, pop here, pop there, just kind of noticing here and there. And when you're ready, you can wiggle your fingers and toes a little bit. Feel your body move just a moment. Maybe the shoulders and the legs. Letting the eyes open if they're closed. And as you practice this throughout the week or before you do the next practice, seeing if you can really drop into the physical experience, getting the language of your sensations. And of course, you can do this as you walk out on the playground, as you hold a book in your hands, as you sit at a coffee shop. Every moment, seeing if you can feel the sensations throughout the body and enjoying them. So enjoy the practice.